Cape Talk.
The U.S. Report.
The U.S. Report with Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York. I believe, Adrian, you are coming to us from the streets of New York.
Yes, Alex, I'm actually in a subway station on the street of New York. So,
from
14th Street and I believe it's 9th Avenue.
Okay, well, what's happening? Is there an occasion or is it just you taking a stroll?
No, it's just you caught me after my nightly run. So I had to bring my stuff with me and do a quick turnover. It's, you know, daylight savings time's ended here, and so you guys don't have that, so we're back on regular schedule.
All right, let's get down to business then. Another school shooting. What's this about?
Right. On the heels of a particularly deadly mass shootings in Nevada and Texas, at least four people were killed Tuesday morning in Northern California when a gunman began firing at multiple locations, targeting an elementary school and a woman driving her children to school. 10 people were injured and taken to local area hospitals, including at least two children, one of whom was at the elementary school, according to police. No children so far were among those killed in the attack, which ended when law enforcement officers fatally shot the gunman, whose names officials are withholding for now. The shooter, who is previously known to law enforcement, did not appear to have any real connection to any of the victims, except maybe a woman. They're not sure. But authorities have said that the suspected attacker had been involved in a domestic violence incident a day before, so on Monday. Everything is just now coming in on that one.
And then, Adrian, do you know, have you ever heard any South Africans speaking about Duduzani? Have you ever heard? All right, no. That's the son of our esteemed President Jacob Zuma. But nonetheless, let's talk about the first son in the United States, Donald Jr. What's he up to?
Right. So President Donald Trump's oldest son, Donald Jr., has revealed that he exchanged messages with WikiLeaks during and after the 2016 election, providing the first evidence of direct communication between senior campaign officials and the Russia-connected transparency organization. Now, while Trump Jr. didn't respond to most of the messages, which were turned over to congressional investigators, WikiLeaks made suggestions to him to push certain links on his social media, which Trump did tweet. The White House has declined to comment. Meanwhile, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, in a raised voice and a defiant tone, strongly defended himself yesterday or Tuesday against allegations that he had misled members of Congress about his knowledge of communications between Russians and the 2016 Trump campaign. Questions about Sessions have only deepened since the guilty plea last month of George Papadopoulos, a former Trump advisor who served on the council that Sessions chaired. Another aide, Carter Page, told Congress in private statements that he had alerted Sessions about a meeting he planned in Russia during the campaign. I have for you a clip, Abs, of what Sessions had to say to Congress yesterday about the matter.
Until I saw these news reports, I do now recall that the March 2016 meeting at the Trump Hotel that Mr. Papadopoulos attended, but I have no clear recollection of the details of what he said at that meeting. After reading his account, and to the best of my recollection, I believe that I wanted to make clear to him that he was not authorized to represent the campaign with the Russian government or any other foreign government for that matter. But I did not recall this event, which occurred 18 months before my testimony of a few weeks ago. And I would gladly have reported it had I remembered it, because I pushed back against his suggestion that I thought may have been improper.
Yeah, well, interesting times, I tell you, Adrian. Interesting times. Nonetheless,
see, even he has trouble saying Papadopoulos fast. I'm telling you, it's quite a name. Say that three times and spin around.
I didn't want to try it. I thought, you know what? I'd say, yeah, no, I agree. Don't want to try it on my side. But nonetheless, let's talk about the split over Roy Moore.
Right. So accusations against Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore have sent GOP lawmakers running the other direction. I believe the women, said Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has asked Moore to step aside after a fifth woman came forward and said the candidate, a pronounced Christian, sexually assaulted her when she was 16 years old. Some Republicans are even urging a write-in campaign to reelect Jeff Sessions, whose seat Moore is running to replace. Now, White House officials have said that there's insufficient evidence against Moore, while his supporters in Alabama largely appear to blame the women who came forward and said he behaved inappropriately with them when they were teenagers. As if that makes a difference, I guess. Moore has said the allegations are untrue and also noted that they happened decades ago. So there's no legal mechanism to remove Moore from the ballot before the December 12th election. So it's either going to have to go through or he's going to have to pull out of the race. We'll see what happens with that.
And then, Adrian, another bombshell when it comes to these high-end celebrities with the assault cases.
I know.
George H., really?
Yeah. So a woman says that George H.W. Bush groped her when she was 16, and she is now the sixth woman to accuse him of sexual misconduct in less than a month. Now, this is the latest president's father, who was president from, I believe, 1988 to 1992. So the woman, Rosalind Corrigan, said the incident happened while she was being photographed standing next to Bush at a November 2003 event in the Woodlands, Texas, office of the Central Intelligence Agency, where officers had gathered to meet Bush, then 79. Now, actress Heather Lind was the first to openly accuse Bush of groping her while they posed for a photo during a promotional tour for her AMC series, Turn, Washington Spy. Another actress said Bush groped her at a main theater after he came backstage with Barbara during the intermission of a play. Now, Bush spokesperson Jim McGrath said Bush has patted women's rears in what he intended to be a good-natured manner, attributing the act to his diminished height after he has been confined to a wheelchair. Quote, George Bush simply does not have it in his heart to knowingly cause anyone harm or distress, unquote, McGrath said in a statement.
Yo.
So, I don't know, just a little innocent padding, I guess.
Is an innocent little padding allowed? You know, yo, okay.
I am surprised Barbara let it happen. She's a tough one.
Yeah. Look, the problem with these things these days is that you can't comment. You can't really comment, because if you comment, you're seeing as someone who's standing on a certain side, and sometimes that doesn't bode very well. Not that I'm afraid to comment, but it's just that, you know, you wait. You first want to wait and hear what really happened before you actually put a comment out there. Nonetheless, Adrian, thank you so much once again for joining us, and hopefully you had a wonderful run that side.
Oh, I did, Abs. It was a great run. It's nice and cool in New York. No more panting and stopping for water.
Listen, thank you so much, Adrian Brittany. We'll chat again on Friday.